Through 30 dual meets during this regular season, the Hastings Raiders wrestling team finished the year at 17-13, good enough for the number 2 seed in Section 3-3A, as the Raiders will even host the Section 3-3A team tournament Friday live on KDWA. The Raiders are confident heading into Friday night sectional action, and head coach Tim Hannenberg of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday first to look back at a fun regular season.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good season. We got an overall record of 17-13, which doesn't look that great, but we faced a ton of tough teams. We have an extremely tough schedule. Most or all our losses have been to teams that are either in the top 12 in the class or kind of, they call it the lean and mean. Teams are right outside the top 12. So all the teams we've lost to have been in that lean and mean or in the top 12. So yeah, it's been a really tough schedule, but I think it really molds our kids and gets them prepared for this postseason action here. So it's been really fun. We've had some really big duels too. One of them, we beat Anoka this year, which is a pretty big duel. We beat River Falls, who's a really tough team from Wisconsin, obviously. Both really big wins for our dual team this year. And we've had a lot of good individual performances as well. So John Kendall, he placed at the Christmas tournament. And then we had about 4 or 5 other placers at the Bi-State, which is down in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So really good dual meet season so far, and really good individual performances as well so far this year.
Coach Hannenberg mentioned John Kendall having a nice second half of the year, especially at the Christmas tournament, and now being ranked headed into sections. But there's also some other wrestlers that are stepping up their game as we approach Friday night.
So I say besides John Kendall, who's, yeah, like you said, is having a great year, one of our biggest kids that's coming around right now is Josh Rout. A couple weeks ago at Bloomington Kennedy, he beat the number 2 ranked single A wrestler from Zimbardo Mazeppa. He took him out in overtime, which is pretty sweet. And Josh has put together some really great wins so far this year and is really coming along. So he's at 120 now, which is huge for him. He's doing really well there. Was at 126. He's having a good season now. He's just looking phenomenal at 120. So he's someone that we're really looking for big things here this coming weekend at team sections and definitely individual and state as well. So he's doing awesome. We got some of our upper weights are doing really good. Justin Tverberg is having a great year. He only started wrestling his sophomore year in high school, and he's really coming along very well. Brady Schiller is having a great year, too. Cam Olson has been a huge surprise. Not a huge surprise. I think I said it before, too. Yeah, he's been a huge surprise to probably other teams. Not a huge surprise to us. We knew Cam was going to have a great year. He's really doing it right now. So those guys are really coming along really well and having a great season individually as well, too.
Team-wise, I asked Coach Hannenberg to take a couple of meets from the regular season that the Raiders would love to bring into Friday night sectional test at home in a bid to make it back to state as a team.
Yeah, I would say probably the Anoka one. They're very, very tough kids from top to bottom. And we just went out there and won a lot of close matches, which is huge for a team. So I'll say that one for sure. The Park one earlier this year was a big win too. Whenever you face kind of a rival high school like that and definitely a section opponent and you kind of walk away with a big victory, that's huge too. And I'll say the River Falls too. The score got really high on that one, which is kind of good for a team to see, beat a team that's pretty good on paper and kind of walk away with a huge victory. So I would say any of those three, if we can kind of replicate that this weekend, we're going to be in really good shape.
Now we shift gears to the Section 3-3A team tournament that'll take place at Hastings High School on Friday, beginning at 4 p.m. live on KDWA. As Coach Hannenberg tells fans, seeding was pretty wild for the top three.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting this year for our section. We lost to Woodbury, and we beat Park, and then Park ended up beating Woodbury. So there was 3 teams that kind of all beat each other. So that number 1 seed was kind of up for grabs, and it probably shook out the way it was supposed to. So Woodbury was number 1, we're number 2, and Park got the 3 seed. So pretty interchangeable. The 2 and the 3 don't really matter too much where you're at, but probably shook out the way it was supposed to. Coaches vote on as well, and they kind of rank the teams, and whoever's got the lowest amount of points, so the lowest amount of rankings gets the highest seed. So nothing too surprising there. We still got to beat Park. They're a very tough team. They got some really good individuals. So we still got to go through them to get ready for the finals. But I think right now it's looking pretty good for our team.
Coach Hannenberg with a Section 3-3A preview for Friday afternoon and evening.
Yeah, team sections here on Friday at home at Hastings High School. I think the gate opens around 2:45, and then wrestling will start at 4 o'clock. And that first round is going to be the quarterfinal round. So we're going to see St. Paul Central first round. So we're the 2 seed. They're the 7 seed. We'll see them first, and then semifinals will be, typically it's about an hour and a half after that. That first round might go a little quicker, so we'll see maybe about 5 to 5:30. That second round, the semifinal round will start. And then looking like right now, hopefully we can get through the first round pretty good. And then most likely we'll see Park in the semifinals. And like I said, that should be between 5 and 5:30. And then the final round will start, we'll be at about an hour and a half after that semifinal round. So typically probably 7 o'clock, maybe 6:30 to 7 o'clock, somewhere within that range. And that'll be the finals and the winner goes to state.
That was head coach Tim Hannenberg of the Hastings Raiders wrestling team, who are now preparing for sections at home Friday night. It'll be a 4, 6, and 8 o'clock start. We'll have it right here on KDWA Radio, your pre-match show Friday, right around 3:35.